Peoria resident police officer Ryan Winkle walks down the front steps at his new residence on Armstrong Street.
Pretty good, how you doing? Thanks, where do you live at?
He's just in time to meet one of his new neighbors. Winkle says this has been a common exchange so far, and he welcomes it. He says it's a chance for him to meet people and for them to voice their concerns. And Winkle says he's heard a few already.
You know, have you noticed that these people have been kind of loitering in the alley at night, and, you know, I just had a burglary, or my garage just got broken into or something as such, and kind of build a neighborhood watch, say, okay, I'll, you know, here's, we'll exchange information, I'll keep an eye on your house.
But Winkle says some neighbors aren't so welcoming. People have dumped trash on his lawn, yelled obscenities at him, and even broke the back window of his personal vehicle.
I knew it was going to happen. When I moved in the neighborhood, I knew there were things that were going to happen. I just didn't think this soon.
But many of Winkle's neighbors, like SIU student Brittany Stone, are comforted by his presence. She says it's a shame some people are treating their resident officer poorly.
I just hope that I can keep an eye out for him. I know our neighbors were the ones who saw the first time we got broken into, and it saved us. I mean, they could have taken a lot more if they wouldn't have called the cops. So I hope that we can just keep an eye out for him. I hope that, you know, we don't get affected by the backlash.
But a mixed community response to a resident officer moving into a high-crime area is not such a surprise to some. Sergeant Enrique Santiago is in charge of the resident officer program in Elgin, Illinois. Elgin is one of the first cities that rolled out the program about 22 years ago. Santiago says it was met with hostile incidents in the beginning, but since, serious crimes are down by 40%. Santiago attributes the program's success to the actions of the resident officers, but also the community relationships they've built.
He should be doing it with the people, and they work together to solve the crime. So as soon as you can get the people to buy into what you're doing there is going to be the first thing that will really step up and help that community out. But you need the buy-in from the people, and you have to get them to believe in you as a person, not just as an officer.
That's exactly what West Bluff resident officer Ryan Winkle is aiming to do in Peoria.
How you doing? I just want to come meet you. I'm a neighborhood officer.
Hi, how are you?
Ryan Winkle.
Winkle is driving around the neighborhood meeting residents. He says it's important to get to know his neighbors and for them to get to know him. Some people like talking with him, others don't.
The kid that was acting funny, I saw a kid in the green shirt back there. Some of my neighbors were warning me that he's supposed to be carrying a gun around. I doubt he wouldn't be acting that arrogant if he actually had a gun on him.
Winkle drives past a young man, making a face and gesturing at him. Winkle, who's been a Peoria police officer for 7 years, says he doesn't take the negative reactions personally. As the resident officer program takes hold in the West Bluff, people in Peoria's south side are still waiting for an officer match. Martha Riley is the president of the Smith Street Neighborhood Association. She says it's disappointing that no officer is yet willing to move into her neighborhood.
The south side be the last one to get anything. And this is mostly where all the crime is happening, at right here. Ain't no crime happening up north on the north side or east side or whatever. The crime is on the south end. And nobody want to come down and face the responsibility and trying to help these people that die here.
But Officer Winkle says it's hard to find people who want to serve as a resident officer. And most would agree it takes a special police officer to be willing to move themselves and their family smack into the middle of a high-crime area. Winkle was the first officer to volunteer for the position. It's a 1 to 3 year commitment that includes his young family. In about a month, another officer and his family are getting ready to move into the East Bluff. The Peoria Police Department continues to look for a resident officer to live in the southern part of the city. But for now, Winkle is just trying to settle into his new home. He takes his dogs, Bailey and Luna, out in his fenced yard. Winkle says he is planning a community block party in the next month, and also hopes to be unpacked, settled in, and more of a normal part of the community by then. I'm Orko Manna.